Sci Radio in the afternoon, 12 minutes past four. A few weeks ago, I told you that I want to revisit my love affair, possibly not. Maybe it's a rekindling of a relationship that I didn't realise I wanted to have with the Irish language.
Beautiful language it is.
And people stepped forth, and they were very brave to do so, and said, hey, we would like to give you a gentle nudge or a box in the back to push you forth. We'll let you introduce yourselves.
So my name is Eamonn Maguire, and I am the chairperson of Craobh na Bonia, our branch of Conra in Drogheda.
And my name is Ciara Brannigan, and I am the chair, so the treasurer of Craobh na Bonia in Drogheda.
We're going to get to phrases and resources that can help us, because I'm currently on Duolingo. I find it good, but there are plenty of other ways that you can pick up more cúpla focal, whether you were learning it at school and then you dropped it after your leaving cert. Maybe you have another love affiliation, or maybe you're relatively new to this country and you want a cúpla focal yourself. There's loads of resources. But one of the points you made was, we hear about dead language.
Oh,
it's a dead language.
Oh, yeah.
So much. But you were talking about even the success of the TG Carr account.
Yeah, that's it. Look, I think we've all heard many and all of the excuses that can be used as to why we shouldn't be paying attention to Irish, but let's get them out of the way.
Ciara and Eamonn had stats to back up, to hit back at this dead language argument.
Even there was a few statistics brought out there during the week that I think there's Irish is one of the main languages used on Twitter, which is obviously such a big thing for the language as well. And I definitely think you're right. There is kind of that misconception that, oh, well, Irish is such an old language and, you know, nobody speaks it anymore. But there's 40,000 children who attend Irish primary schools on the island of Ireland. And that's a severe amount of children learning Irish every single day and having that language. Like, they're learning it for 8 years. And, like, it's definitely something that it is a lot more modernised. There's a lot more young people speaking it now as well. And even, like, if you go on holidays, you know, everybody else kind of has their language that they speak. And we've seen it ourselves. We go away and we have conversations about people sitting beside us, and you know, they might look like they have Irish, but they get up and say "Slán a Colleen," you know. So you never actually know who has the language. And what Eamonn was saying there as well, like, it is in you, and everybody does have that piece of Gaeilge, and it's just about using those cúpla focal. And if you get them wrong, you get them wrong. Like, we get things wrong all the time, but you just go with it. It's just kind of the way you have to go for it and use the words that you have and kind of bring it back into society, because it's complete misconception that the language is dead, because it's more alive than it ever was.
What do you say to the argument and the thing that is thrown out most often? It is the way it was taught to me at school. That is why I'm a dunce when it comes to Irish. I am sure you've come across that argument many's the time. Do you give it any merit, or what's your response to it?
I don't know. I think it's a hard one. I think people say it so quickly. Do you know, it's just an easy thing to say, like, but, you know, people have the Irish. Like, I think they say it because they're afraid to take the chance and speak it. Do you know, they're afraid to make the mistake, so they just say, oh, look, it wasn't how well, we leave it at that. You know, but even, like, I'm a teacher at the moment, and, like, the kids love learning Irish. They love picking up a new word, and it's all brilliant. Do you know, like, it's just, I wouldn't entertain it early, because they have the Irish. Like, they're going to be just fine if they just go with it. You know, they don't need to blame anything. They have a few words, and that is all they're going to need. Because even when we think about schooling, we do so much at school. We don't spend all our schooling doing Irish. So there's lots of other things happening too. But no, they just need to keep going and try it, and it'll be just fine. Keep it positive.
Yeah, because like it takes on this special significance in a way that, you know, nothing that you want to learn or become proficient at is necessarily easy. You know, anything, like, if you decide to train for a 5K and do couch to 5K, you're not going to swan through it. So, yeah, I think, I know, it kind of seems like every excuse under the sun gets thrown at Irish. And it's like, well, actually, if you really wanted to know, like, you'd get over
this. Yeah, and there's so many ways you could be looking at it nowadays, especially, you know, taking out the whole, like, schooling of it and the syllabus and all those things we had to learn that weren't always easy or entertaining, you know. But even now you look at Instagram or Facebook, there's so many modern ways to learn Irish, to listen to Irish, to be a part of it. I think people often think of, like, their leaving cert, the poems and the all that old-fashioned things to me, to some people, and that turn them off it. But they just need to find what they will like in Irish. So that's not just what Irish is. There's so much more than our leaving cert course or our junior cert course.
Kira agus Emer from Crave na Bunya. It is a branch of Conra in Drogheda. It is Dave and Fionnuala Ní Radio. Someone texts us and says, I've lived in Ireland for 20 years, never heard anyone speak Irish. Let's change that right now.
You love it.
As we get a couple of phrases, a word that you can take away from today, and also a goodbye gesture that we use on this show. We're hearing from Emer and Kira. They're from Crave na Bunya. It is a branch of Conra in Drogheda. And we start with resources. Where can we go? What can we do? Let's do it.
Well, I suppose there's loads and loads of different resources out there. I suppose Duolingo, you know, it's free. It is there. There's a few wacky sentences that you learn on it as well as you're going along, as I'm sure you've learned so far, Dave. So there are a few different things there. But even just listening to a few podcasts, there's loads of podcasts available at the moment. And there's one now that Conor na Bailge have brought out. It's called Grá don Gaeilge. And that is aimed at Felmori. So it is aimed at people who want to learn Gaeilge. Even just listening to the radio, hearing the Cúpla Buchail, doing the Gáthiongach, so doing some things bilingually. Then there's other online resources such as Folklore, Terma, Changlin, TG Cahir is a great one, even watching something with the subtitles. Emer, I'm sure you have some other ones as well, maybe.
Yeah, and I think Instagram is great as well because you can see stories, like people are having the chat in Irish and sometimes they put up the translations on their story too, so you get to hear a sentence every day or a word a day. But as well as that, I think it's important to find someone that you can speak Irish to. Like, it doesn't have to be someone who's fluent in Irish. Like me and Kira, for example, neither of us are fluent and we constantly make mistakes, but we'll make the effort to try and speak Irish when we're texting each other. We're trying to do it in Irish or a voice note in Irish, things like that. I think a few years ago, Conor na Gaeilge ran like an initiative to have on Kind with someone, so to have the talk with them, to sit down and be like, right, we're going to start speaking Irish to each other for like 10 minutes a day, or we're going to call each other once a week and speak Irish. I think those things are so important, to use the spoken Irish. The grammar, of course, is important, but there's no point looking at grammar unless you're confident in using the language first. I think we miss out on that maybe through the years of schooling because there's such an emphasis on the written and the list and all that sort of thing. But, you know, going to a pop-up Gaeltacht when life is normal again, they are brilliant craft, like a night out with Irish, or like a Kirkle Cora, a wee coffee shop morning with Irish. You need to find opportunities to speak it, and that is hard, but if you look, you will find them. Like, look to your local branch, your local GA club might have things on, your local Cofidis branch. Just find an opportunity to speak Irish with someone, anyone, or even yourself if you're stuck. I spend a lot of time talking to myself in Irish because my family don't have any, but any reason at all you'll find just to speak it.
I'm loving just the positivity that we're hearing towards the language, because I'm all for that. I don't really subscribe to the whole excuse why you didn't speak it or whatever else, and I say that as someone who doesn't, like, who doesn't, but I love absorbing as much as I can. So I'm wondering, first I might direct this at you first Emer and then Kira, could you pick out your favourite phrase or saying in Irish that you just think is either really funny or really useful, or something that you'd just like to impart onto someone now, a very useful phrase?
So I'm actually doing an Irish course at the moment, and I got a really good one a few weeks ago. Every time I get a phrase, I do be saying to the girls, like, I have voice note in a way, like, oh, I got a new word. But no, the one I got, it was Cush came quillach air on law. So Cush came quillach are like rooster's footsteps, and air on law is on the day. So it translates directly as like there's rooster's footprints on the day, but it means there's a long stretch in the evening. So they're obviously really long footprints.
Yes.
So I thought that was just so wacky and so interesting and so descriptive of a phrase that we say in English all the time, there's a grand stretch in the day. But yeah, a cush came quillach air on law.
I am definitely going to start using that. And Kira, what about yourself?
I don't really know if I have a favourite phrase or anything. I suppose I was looking at a thing on Instagram there the other day, and they were saying, oh, what's your favourite word? And I definitely think that my favourite word Os Gaeilge is either Raibh Nation Heimtra, so the weather forecast, it's a great word, or Smuggler Own, jellyfish.
Smuggler Own is good.
Smuggler Own.
Smuggler Own, yeah.
Oh, glorious. One thing that I always finish the show with, who would be willing to take on the task of translating take it savage handy? Is there a literal translation or can we get close enough?
So we were doing a bit of Googling kind of on this one, and it's very hard to do literal translations from English to Irish. So we have a few things for you. So if you want to say, sticking with savage, right? And, you know, back when times were normal, and hopefully when times are normal again, if you want to say you're in a savage state last night, vime e vientis arrear. we may have been to Sarair, I was in a savage state. And then take it savage handy would be to go fiend bug a.
To go fiend bug a.
Yeah.
Wow. We're learning every day.
That's it.
Maybe this isn't as hard as a task as I initially thought, but we'll get there. I have more enthusiasm now. Folks, thank you so much. Where can people find you? Shout out the Instagram. I encourage people because you have loads of resources there. I'm going through them bit by bit. It's a good follow.
Yeah, we are Crave Nabonia on Instagram and Facebook. So Crave Nabonia _Knag. I think I'm right there, Kira. Yeah,
that's the
Instagram,
yep.
And there's loads on that. So different things that were happening, and
we'll have
events up as well when life is normal. Everything will be honest too.
Give
us a follow.
We'll be at a pop-up Gaeltacht the morning. Anytime that we can have a party and a couple of fuck a Las Gaeltacht, we'll try it. The follow on Instagram, Crave Nabonia. I'll try and spell it for you because I can't spell it just yet. CRAOBHNA Boina, BOINNE _ Knag, CNAG. You will find Emer, August Kira, August their comrades trying to give us couple of fuck or Las Gaelga.
Yeah, because, you know, if poetry and literature is your thing, oh, you've loads to choose from. But if it's not, equally, you also have loads to choose from. And a good old Irish meme is very entertaining.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave Anthony. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.